Almost Shabbos, good almost Shabbos. So we're gonna do a beautiful teaching of Rav Shlomo Carlbach from Rav Shlomo Katz's beautiful Sefer. And what Rav Shlomo is gonna do is not talk so much on the level of the simple pshat. He's gonna take us into Chassidus land, where each pasuk, each word has so much symbolism and comes to teach us powerful lessons for our daily lives. Let's do it. That fateful night, and it was in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, referring to when Lavan brought Leah instead of Rachel to marry Lavan. Everybody knows that Rachel was supposed to marry Yaakov, but Lavan took his sister Leah and put her in Rachel's place. Now listen to this. Yaakov and Rachel had a little secret between them. Rachel and Leah looked much alike. They were built the same, they looked the same, they even had the same voices. So Lavan said to Leah, "Listen, I'm sending you to Yaakov instead of Rachel. Yaakov will ask you who you are and you must answer, I'm Rachel." But Rachel had a deal with Yaakov. She suspected her father, Lavan, might try to trick him with Leah. So she told Yaakov, "You will ask me at night who I am, and I will say Leah. Then you'll know who I really am." So you see, all Rachel had to do was not say anything to Leah. Leah was going to say she was Rachel, and Yaakov would have known it was a trick. But Rachel made a point to say to her sister, "When Yaakov asks you who you are, say that you're Leah." What's going on here? I remember that when I was a little boy, my father would point this out to me every Shabbos Vayetze. It says, "Vahiba boker v'hine hi Leah." And when morning came, she really was Leah. What does that mean? Leah never said that she was Rachel. Yaakov couldn't even say that she was lying, because all night she was really saying that she was Leah. But now, let me ask you the deepest question in the world. What was Rachel doing that night? Gevalt, how much was she davening? So it says, Rachel mevaka abanea. Do you know what is going on? It's going to bring our children back home? Rachel, who is crying for her children. So God said, "Rachel, I hear you when you cry. So I'm bringing your children back." I have no words for this depth. This is deeper than Yaakov, even deeper than Leah. As much as Leah is a mother of Mashiach, since he's a mother of Yehuda, from which Mashiach is born, the Messiah won't be able to do anything without our children. And who is mamash the mother of our children? Rachel. Because whatever she davened for on that fateful night is what will bring Mashiach. Who was the first Jew who felt, God forbid, disconnected from Yiddishkeit? Listen to this way out thing. The first Jew who felt disconnected from Yiddishkeit was her mother Rachel. She didn't know that one day she would also marry Yaakov. So she thought she had lost his connection with him. She was praying, "Gevalt, Ribono Shel Olam, I don't know, but please connect me to Yaakov and you again." Sometimes you feel that there's no way to reconnect. But Rachel mevakeh aben baneha. Rachel is crying for her children. It is what will bring our children back to Yerushalayim. The yearning that Rachel felt that night to reconnect is what ultimately it is going to bring the redemption. So what Rav Shlomo is teaching us here is two amazing things. One, that no matter how far away we feel, our natural reaction might be to disconnect when we feel far away. But Rachel Imenu teaches us, no, pray dafka to connect when you feel disconnected. And the second teaching Rav Shlomo teaches us is the importance of praying for our children. The importance of understanding that no prayer is ever lost, and that no matter whether we physically see it or not, Hashem's always listening to our prayers and will answer our prayers, whether we see it with us or perhaps just with our children. I'll end off with a story. Story which I often tell on my Kotel Tunnel tours. In 1967, there's a paratrooper, not a religious man, from a kibbutz. And like the rest of his friends on that fateful morning, he rushes through the old city, from the Via Dolorosa street, through the Lion's Gate, and goes straight to the Western Wall. And he doesn't really know what to make of it. It's just a wall. He doesn't have much connection with God, let alone with a wall. But something's pulling him towards it. He sees Rav Goren blowing his shofar, people singing Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, and he feels himself approaching the wall. Puts his fingers on the wall, and suddenly he feels himself crying. And he asks himself, why am I crying? Like, I don't even believe in any of this. And he thinks to himself, these are not my tears. These are the tears of all those Jewish mamas, those mama rachos, who cried so that I can be here today. So we should be zoicha to daven, whether we're feeling connected or disconnected, and to have emunah shleima that no prayer goes in vain. Have a wonderful day. Good Shabbos.